Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple and dear Jack.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We've got a couple of very, very different films to talk about this week. Well, I would wager they're very different. I haven't seen them. Which one are we talking about first?
Well, we're going to be talking about first, I can't believe I'm saying this, Dragon Ball Super Broly.
The old Dragon Ball Z. I'm surprised it's still around, to be honest with you. I remember watching this show as a kid and getting sick of it, because it just seemed to drag on and drag on forever. But, okay, they've got a new film out, have they? In the cinemas.
They do, yeah. Uh-huh. So this is related to the Dragon Ball Super series. So it's basically the movie of the series adaptation. Continuing on the story where Goku has to take on a Super Saiyan who was thought to be lost ages ago called Broly. I'm just trying to remember. I remember watching the series as a kid as well. I'm trying to remember the characters and so on. But the movie itself, surprisingly, I didn't really know about this when I was watching it as a kid, but it's actually kind of funny. Like, the movie as well as the TV series as itself, it got me laughing. There's a couple of good points where I was laughing quite a lot, and so was just the audience, because there's some really good character-based humor in it. The story itself, I thought was pretty interesting as well, with a long-lost villain who has resurfaced and is now fighting Goku and Vegeta. But the thing, perhaps, I think you may agree with this after watching the old series, the action can sometimes get a little bit much. I mean, it was crazy,
I remember, you know, there'd be a dozen episodes and it would be one fight. This would be one fist fight between a couple of these superpowered beings, and it would literally be like 10 episodes in a row that was the one fight. It would go on forever.
Yeah, it's sort of a similar case here with Super Broly, where the fight scene, it starts off pretty intense in an Arctic scene, but then it gets even more intense. And then when you think it can't get any more crazier, it goes even more crazier, and then even more, and then even more. And I think this is something that, like, the Dragon Ball fans just love about the series. For me, not so much. I've seen every action scene known to man, although I'll have to admit that the animation for the scene was beautiful. It was amazing. But yeah, it's a bit much for some people, such as myself.
Right.
And the non-fans, the people who aren't very familiar, who have no idea what a Super Saiyan is, they're probably, so like the parents and maybe people that have been dragged along by their friends, probably wouldn't really find it that much of an enjoyable experience.
I was going to say, just briefly, if you got kids, you're really looking out, you're really hungering for something to watch this weekend. Is this something you can take the kids to and at least keep them entertained for a couple of hours?
Yes. So it's got the crazy action, it's got the funny jokes to keep them entertained for about an hour and a half. Maybe the parents, if they remember watching it when they were younger, they may get something out of it. They may find it a bit enjoyable as well. But it's not going to be anything that the parents... It's not one of those kids movies that will equally appeal to the parents as well if they're not really much of a fan, sort of like the Lego Movie or Paddington or something like that.
Right, okay. All right, well, the old Dragon Ball Z, bit of a mixed thing, but I suppose, you know, you're going to see that or not, depending on your own status as a fan. This one I'm a little bit more intrigued by, The Mule. This is Clint Eastwood both directing and starring, I believe.
Yes, and I think producing as well. So The Mule focuses on Earl, who was a Vietnam vet, and his business in 2017 goes down the sink when the internet ends up taking most of his customers away, so he's broke. And then he finds out that from someone else that he can make a bit of money on the side by transporting a bag of who knows what from point A to point B. So he does that and ends up getting dragged into a gang dispute.
I understand this is actually based on, well, very, very loosely based on a true story, a New York Times article about a 90-year-old drug mule. Clint Eastwood's got to be about that age himself nowadays.
88.
He's looking even worse than that. it does intrigue me. It's the kind of story that does intrigue me, and I must admit, his last... effort where he was both directing and acting was Gran Torino, and I thought it was brilliant. I loved it. So what do we think of this one?
Well, I thought that it was a bit of a mixed bag, unfortunately. I thought that the story itself was very good, though I suppose, you know, they got the story from real life, so that's not much of a, that's not damning by faint praise, I suppose. But still, even though it's based on something that really happened, I thought that it was pretty cool just watching it on the screen, watching Clint Eastwood play something that's very different to how he would normally, to the characters that he plays. He plays, you know, tough guys, macho, but this guy is a very frail, slightly eccentric drug mule. Mm. And I thought that it's very different, and he plays it so well. Right, but I'm afraid that the directing also done by Eastwood was very, very weak. So a lot of the scenes just only lasted for about half a minute, and then they just, nothing of importance happens, and then they move on. And a lot of the acting as well from the supporting cast was pretty weak as well. They didn't really give it 100%. And I thought that the humor, for some reason, there's a lot of comedy in the movie as well.
Really?
Yeah, and which is something you wouldn't expect from a Clint Eastwood film, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm certainly not expecting it from this one. No.
Definitely not.
Maybe if he got the monkey back and whatever those film, Every Which Way But Loose, maybe if he went back to those days, but not necessarily this one.
No, like, looking at the promos for it, I never got the impression that it was going to be a comedy film as well, but it made the audience laugh a lot. But I thought that the comedy itself was maybe a little bit weak, and it seemed to be really out of place for a movie like this. I thought that perhaps instead of it being written to be deliberately funny, perhaps it was, like, written, it was the result of poor writing, perhaps, that made some of the scenes come off as unintentionally funny.
Okay, well, there you go. Kev, thanks very much. Bit of a mixed bag review on that one.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome.